Our rough ride for the British pound is starting to play out here. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Let's take a look at some developments abroad and how they're playing out here at home. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, is paying close attention to what's going on in the UK. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
So let's talk a bit about Brexit and the coming consequences of that and what we've seen so far. There's been a lot of interesting movements in terms of the pound and also the strengthening of the dollar. What's going on out there? What are you watching?
Well, the pound has fallen to a historic low. It's now down about 19% since the Brexit vote. That also makes British goods a lot cheaper around the world.
Okay, so if the pound is weak, that's good for British companies. But on the other hand, if the dollar is strengthening, that could be a problem for big American companies that want to sell their goods abroad. Explain how that's all playing out.
Well, that's right. And it does have an impact. We're sort of the innocent bystander, but when the pound moves, it affects the trade-weighted dollar. The domestically focused service earnings we've seen so far this quarter were a little better than expected. But we just heard from GE, which is sort of the biggest of the industrials, that they had some difficulties this quarter. And I suspect the strengthening of the dollar had something to do with that. And, you know, we economists always thinking about the Fed and thinking about December. If the dollar continues to strengthen, it may be difficult again for them to raise interest rates.
Okay, that is one to watch. Christopher Lowe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Starbucks is increasing its bet on China. This week, it appointed its first ever CEO for its Chinese business and promised to more than double stores there in the next 5 years. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
Starbucks already has about 2,300 stores in China, selling lattes, frappuccinos, and mooncakes. But that's nothing, says Ishwar Prasad, a trade policy professor at Cornell University.
The potential for growth in China is enormous.
He says wages in the country are rising fast.
There is a large group of people in the middle of the income distribution that, especially in the urban areas, who have a fair amount of disposable income.
In fact, China's middle class is bigger than the entire U.S. population, says Ann Lee, who teaches economics at NYU. She says Starbucks also has something else going for it. It's cool.
When I was teaching there, a lot of the students would go to Starbucks for dates. Like, that's, you know, a high-end place to go.
Lee says the company's biggest challenge will be competition.
It could be homegrown Chinese coffee houses that might mimic Starbucks-like formats.
If you've ever tried making a pumpkin spice latte, you'll know what they're up against. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.
This year, more than 5,300 wildfires have burned California. That's up 16% from last year. With the Santa Ana winds whipping through the state, the danger is far from over. Putting out fires is just part of the battle. Another is alerting the public. Scott Cohn reports on how to shout fire in a crowded state.
This sort of feels like a social media startup. Heather Williams and Matt Woods are working up a Facebook post.
Pretty straightforward message.
Yeah, I think we're good with the same message on both.
Alicia Herring is keeping tabs on web traffic.
We can see up to as many as, you know, 3 million hits in a week.
But this is life or death stuff. It's the communications center for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, in Sacramento. They're putting out updates 24/7 on every fire in the state, sometimes dozens at once. Chief Daniel Berlant, who put much of this system in place over the past decade, says the internet and social media have transformed the process. They used to just send out press releases, a much less effective way to get out vital information.
Now we have over 20 different accounts. We have 10 different platforms.
They're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook Live.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daniel Berlant with the Fire Situation Report.
The information they're getting comes from an army of public information officers out in the field. Like in September, when fire consumed 4,000 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains near San Jose.
Yeah, we covered all four sides of the fire with a media board.
From a busy trailer down below the fire, CAL FIRE Chief Spokesman Scott McClain is making sure crucial information gets out to the public.
On this particular fire, I have about 10 PIOs out in the field that are talking to the community members as well as taking care of the media.
One of them, Kenichi Haskett, is dedicated exclusively to social media, sending out status updates, photos, video, and tweets, but also verifying and retweeting information from the public.
Everybody has pretty much a smartphone now. We want to make sure we're trying to reach as many people as possible.
And they're succeeding. That fire alone had 1.6 million Facebook views in about a week. But here's a statistic they're even prouder of. 95% of fires in California are contained to 10 acres or less. Good firefighting and good communication. In Sacramento, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.
And finally, America's jobs picture may be improving overall, but it is not a good time to be employed as a beloved cartoon dog. Snoopy has been fired. After more than three decades as the public face of MetLife, the insurance company is cutting ties with Snoopy and the whole Peanuts gang. MetLife says Snoopy did find work as an insurance pitchman, but the company is rebranding him around the world. Peanuts is not part of the new image. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.